Push the button on the door and, well, the doorbell rings. Push the button on the wall. Light floods the room. Push the button on the air conditioner and the house is cooled or heated. You know, ours is an age of push-button living. And when we push buttons, we're setting up a chain of automatic consequences, some anticipated and some unanticipated. For example, when we ring a doorbell, we listen for a friendly voice, but sometimes along with that friendly voice comes the voice of a barking dog. We switch on the light, only to find that the room's in a mess. Or we turn on the air conditioner and catch cold. You see, whatever man does, he's almost certain to discover that his success in solving some problems creates other problems. In his giant strides of understanding his world, we've set into motion many automatic processes, but we just can't escape the laws of cause and effect. Man's technology and man's machines are setting off a chain reaction of change. I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. Man, rooted for centuries in the soil, finds himself suddenly a city man, and he's extremely busy with many things to do, but for the most part, these things don't add up to a very satisfactory life. Some are frustrated and unhappy. Many live without a cause or purpose greater than themselves, and so they feel friendless and alone. The city, with the pressures of varying work habits and schedules, you know, it's often difficult for one to know even his next-door neighbors. He moves to town and slips into a rapid process of isolation, which works something like this. The new city dweller, he's just in from the country, he'll usually open his windows and he'll use natural light in the daytime. But your second-generation city dweller, he'll close the window and burn the light. And then the third-generation city dweller, he's more likely to live in an apartment with only a solid wall and a heavy door facing his neighbors. His windows look out on an impersonal world of indistinct people and things. He retreats into his little cave of isolation. His friendships are trivial and unenduring. For him, intimate contacts are both impossible and undesirable. His underlying social assumption is, I mustn't get too thick with people. And so he tightens the door on his cave. He builds around himself the kind of protection that so often leads to the deterioration of the human spirit. The problem isn't that he has fewer contacts with people. He has more, as a matter of fact. No, the people are everywhere, but the people he meets are, well, that's the problem. They're just people, not persons. And as the number of contacts increase, the quality diminishes. It's touch and go, and the longer you stay in this situation, the sharper the alienation, the more acute the loneliness. And so out of this current situation, you know, we're discovering new kinds of men. Push-button men with everything at their fingertips, but who often formed a new class that's called mass man. He's headed into uniformity and conformity, where every man is much like his neighbor. And the mass man complains, sure, I'm a worm, but so's everybody else. Or he becomes the disintegrating man, slowly going to pieces because he lacks personal wholeness and plays many different roles at work, home, play, and he's unable to be his own true self in any of them. Or the lonely man, subjected to so many words and ideas hurled at him from so many media and being only a passive participant in so many spectator conversations, he seems destined to facelessness and loneliness. And we could go on and talk about isolated man, anonymous man, divided, manipulated, confused, organization man. I'm Landon Saunders. Well, I guess we're back to the same old question. Will society make you, force you, however unwillingly, into its molds and categories, or will you live as a free man? This is Heartbeat.